Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. So glad to be with you, you, and you, wherever you are today. Sending prayers and greetings to you, and I trust that you are doing good. The weather is good around your way, too. Rather hot. It's real hot now. Be careful, and definitely you have to be covered as you go out in that hot sun, and you got to be covered from the virus, all right? Put your mask on. Put your hat on your head, you know, whatever you got, put it on so that, and cover your arms up, because what happened? That sun is very hot out there. So I'm just trying to help you. That's all. I want to see you again. I want to see you with me even tomorrow. Praise God. I don't want you to have no sunstroke. No, 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 no. So please be careful. Remember, I love you. I really, really do. Now call us and let us know how you are. You can just tell us how your weather is, or you want us to pray for something if you hear us today. You know, praise God, 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will. I'm waiting for you now. Yes, you. You, wherever you are right now, I'll be so glad. It make me my heart to just do some dancing. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you pray for us. You know, in the evening we do get those thunderstorms, and I mean it towed through here yesterday. It came through real heavy. I thought something had knocked down a fence or something, but it's still up. Thank God it's still up. Hallelujah. But there are some other people here that wasn't so fortunate. So we pray for them that God undertake and repair the damages. All right, here is our own Sister Diane.
Amen. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O Lord, for forgiveness of all sin and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father God, you know what they're in need of. And Father, as we touch and agree with them and their loved ones, Lord, Father, that ask for prayer for them, Lord, and our listeners, Lord Father, we thanking you for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Colin, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to touch his body from the crown of his head, Lord Father, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you dry up, Lord Father God, that fluid around his lungs, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father, we thank you and glorify you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Roosevelt Gaines, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father, for bringing him through the surgery, Lord Father. Father, is he in rehab, Lord Father? We thank you for strengthening him right now, Lord Father. Father, continue to touch his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Minister Minnie right now, Lord Father, and her family, Jacqueline, Nova, Regina, Carol, and Tyrone, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for salvation right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, go through and through, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Vern right now, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father, to cover her, Lord Father God, with the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father, give her strength, Lord Father God, where she needs it right now, Lord Father. Spiritually and naturally, Lord Father, we thanking you for healing, Lord Father, of her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, knowing, Lord, that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those people in Deland, Lord Father, where that tornado went through, Lord Father, those that lost power and trees down, Lord Father, have mercy right now, Lord Father. Father God, in this day and time, Lord Father, let people, Lord Father, have compassion one to another, Lord Father. Let them look out, Lord Father God, and see, Lord Father, that others around them is hurting, Lord Father. It's not about black or white, what color you are, Lord Father. Father God, you have no color, Lord Father. Father, have mercy today, Lord Father. Let your people, Lord Father, look upon the elderly, those that need help, Lord Father God. Father, touch like never before. Touch the hearts of your people. Soften their hearts, those that have hardened their hearts against you, Lord Father. Have mercy, Lord Father. Father, have mercy today. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, our loved ones, our friends up this morning, Lord Father, clothing our right mind, Father God, knowing that this day wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. But we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord Father, those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father. Touch Pastor Risper and her family, Lord Father. Touch the Flournoy family, Lord Father. Touch the parents of Kimani right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Give them peace right now, Lord Father, the peace that passes all understanding right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, for those that have COVID-19, Lord Father, we thank you for those, Lord Father God, that you have brought through it, Lord Father. We thank you how you have touched Miss Lorette Francis, Lord Father, Eddie and Erlin, Teresa Townsend, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching them right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, right now, Lord Father, to touch Joelle and Stephanie right now and Tori, Lord Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we speak, Lord Father God, to their immune system right now, Lord Father. Father, make it every bit whole right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. You say, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your healing virtue flowing through and through them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you, Lord Father, Jaleesa, Lord Father, as she is preparing, Lord Father, to deliver her twins, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to cover them under the blood, Lord Father, your shield and protection round about the mother and the babies, Lord Father. Father God, you be, Lord Father God, that doctor right now, Lord Father, the nurses, Lord Father. Father, bring her through, Lord Father, those that delivery safely right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you this day, touch the hearts and the minds of your people, Lord Father, as the word come forth today, Lord Father. Father God, let us use that word to apply to our life, Lord Father God. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for warning, Lord Father. We thank you for preparation right now, Lord Father. We thank you for encouragement right now, Lord Father. We just say thank you today for just being so mindful of us, Lord. So, Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, as the word come forth today, Lord. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast. Anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, we render it null and void. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have free course today, Lord Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father, being, Lord, upon this airways today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. I hope that your name was called. Did we get the request? Well, call us at 347-857-3925 and give us the request, your request today, to whatever you want God to do for you. You just might want to just let us know what, just pray for you while you are praying for a certain thing, whatever. Come on, we'll pray with you. Yes, two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. We want to get the job done. So therefore, if we join with you in prayer together, you know, we can make sure something is going to happen, don't we? Come on, give us that call, 347-857-3925. Let me tell you, we all need prayer, because I trust you are praying for me, and don't pray no half prayers. I'm trusting that you pray for me, too. I need your prayers. I'm not going to be too so pompous that I don't need prayer. I don't know about that person there. You know, I want you to pray for me, and I'm going to pray for you. How about that? Isn't that a good deal? Yeah. Then you call me. Let me know. Say, you know, Pastor, I'm praying for you. Yes, I am. And I'm going to say, hallelujah, I appreciate it. Keep praying.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to keep praying for me. Don't you let go. Hey, we need some prayer these days. I mean, we need much prayer. You heard it. We used to say it all the time. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. You heard that, didn't you? No, you probably ain't been in church long enough. Praise the Lord. But that is the way it goes. So pray for me. I can't get enough prayer. Because there's always something going on in our lives today. My God. Let me give you a little word. Just a little word. To neglect God is to oppose him. To oppose God is to perish. Simple, ain't it? To neglect God is to oppose him. To oppose God is to perish. So what do you want to do today? Make up your mind now. Don't neglect God. Oh, no. We thank God for Bishop Porter, we thank God for Lady D. Hey, thought about that in a long time. Thank God for Lady D. Amen. Y'all remember her, don't you? Praise the Lord. Yes, yes. Oh, God is good, ain't it? Yes, 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 yes. God is so good. Praise God. I might get some flack saying that, but anyway, I get flack anyway, so it don't bother me. 347-857-3925, and I'm going to be waiting for you to call today. And don't tell me, well, you know, I would have called, but I don't want no buts, huh? The goat's butt, don't they? You ain't no goat, you're sheep, right? Sheep don't butt. He just go, yah. Ain't that the way the sheep go? Praise the thing. Isn't that the way the sheep go? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. God is good. You know, praise God, you can't forget to pray for people. No matter how some of them are mean, cantankerous, and nasty, and everything else. But you still pray for them, because they need help bad.
Really bad.
They don't even know they need help, but they need help. People that are always got something negative to say, doing dumb things, things like that. There are these people, I don't know, but look like there are more of them than people that can talk sanely. You know? Praise God. Amen. And look like you run into them all the time, too, when you least expect it, don't you? You run into them. But you know what? God is good to us. And we see it, and we look at it this way. Lord, help them because they don't know better. Because if they knew better, they should be able to do better. Isn't that right? Amen, amen. So I thank God for that, you know, today. Well, today, we're going to talk a little here today. I'm going to start with one scripture. Now, the entire scripture is wonderful. Well, all the scripture is wonderful for me, you know, praise God. But I'm in the 6th chapter of Daniel today, okay? Now, do y'all read Daniel? Or y'all just skip over that? Did somebody tell you don't read the Old Testament, read just the New? Well, don't do that. Listen, don't do that. Read it all. Now, I just want to tell you these little few things right here, and then I'll get to the meat of the scripture here. Starting at the first verse, it says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, now listen, this is what my Bible says. If I'm wrong, tell me, y'all. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the prince might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Now, you know, this is the first time I've recognized this scripture. I've read it and read it. I got places marked. But sometimes you don't recognize or notice everything written. You read over fast. You know how you do. But it said, and over these three presidents, he set them over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first. Daniel was the first. Now, think about this. Here's a man in bondage, in captivity, and he has such a position. Do you see? So it doesn't matter what's going on. If you belong to God, God can put you in a position that people gonna wonder about, how did you do that?
Come on now.
You all locked up, you in bondage. How you got favor? That's all it is, favor. See? Because you trust God and believe God, there is favor. Come on, think about it now. How else is it going to go? Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and prince. He was preferred. Now, if I don't go no further, that right itself tells you a lie. This Daniel was preferred above the president and prince because an excellent spirit was in him. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear that? And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now, that is not the essence of my message, but it can go along with it because I love that. Let's tell you who Daniel was. Now, we know Daniel was in there. All you can remember is Daniel was in the lion's den, do you? That's all you remember, right, about Daniel. But Daniel, he might have been in the lion. He might have had to go to by way of the lion's den, but Daniel was somebody. He was not a man that you could mess with. You can't do any kind of way to Daniel. You can't say anything to Daniel. Daniel was one of them bold soldiers. Even though he was where he was not home. He was not there with his people, even though there was some of his people in captivity with him. But because of his spirit, he say an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now, can you imagine that? He was an enemy to them. And look what happened. Can you see what happened? Do you think it could happen to you right now? In whatever condition you're in or whatever's going on, let me tell you, don't give up, because God can set you up to, you hear what I'm saying, in a good position. Listen what he say. Then the president and prince sought to find occasion against Daniel. Well, here comes jealousy. Here it comes. What happens? Just because... Why are you putting him in that position, and here we are? Well, you didn't have an excellent spirit, don't I would have put you there. Isn't that what you say? Think about it now. They didn't have an excellent spirit. They did not have they didn't have the that Daniel had. They don't know how to talk to the people. They don't know what to do. Concerning the kingdom. But they could find none. They tried to find something against him, right? No fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. They tried now. The devil gonna try you. As soon as you step out, the devil gonna try you. Okay, I'm gonna tell you why in a few minutes. How he got there? I'm gonna tell you how he got there. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Now you wanna play with my God? You gonna try to turn me against my God, the God that got me here to this position, the God that placed me here. I didn't place myself. God placed me. Now, you on your job, whatever job you got. People don't like you. You know they don't. You know they're jealous of you. But don't let them turn you against your God, the one that got you that job, the one that put you in that position, and you getting the kind of pay that you need at this hour.
Amen. Come on now.
And you looking for what? A promotion. God and the money to go with the promotion. Everybody don't want no promotion without the finance, do they?
Praise God. No, that I do. Come it. On Praise now. The Lord. See, because you can't, you trying to find an error and you make up one. You know, people do that on jobs. Ain't God good?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then said these men, we shall not find an occasion against Daniel. Now you want to start messing with my God. Now I know you're in for trouble. You're going to find plenty of trouble when you start messing with God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together. What about the enemy? He got to go get some help. The help bring you down. He start talking, or she start talking with other people, telling them stuff about you that ain't true.
Come on now.
Because they are jealous. They want you to be jealous, and you buy that. You get right in there with them and start the talking. Putting down that person, and neither one of you know anything about them.
Come on now.
All you know is they always talking about God. They always talking about Jesus. They know who brought them there. They know who got them the job and the pay they are getting. They know that they had favor with God and God give them favor with man.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear me? Do you have favor? No. That's why you're talking. Instead of saying, how did you do it? How do you do it? Instead of trying to find out how you can get there, you want to cause trouble. Now, we got plenty of these people out there like that now, so you got to be careful today. But you don't slack up just because you have those type of people in your life, because those people should be able to do what? Push you forward. The more they push and talk and pull and try to get you out of your rest and out of the place you're working in and out of the favor of God, the more you should go forward. Now that's what you need to be doing today. God, thank you, Jesus. Then these president prince similar together, they got together and to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. So now you want to start something. You go in there telling the king, because you know he'll cut your head off if you don't say live forever. Those kings didn't play back then. See, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, oh, they done got up them a whole band of people, ain't they? And the prince, the counselors, the captains have consulted together. Did you hear that? They consulted together. Now, let me ask a question. I'm going to go right on with this here. If they can, all of these enemies can gather together, what happened to the people of faith? Why can't they get together? Is there anybody can answer that? Why can't they get together? To fight the good fight of faith instead of fighting each other. Why do you do that? Okay. Now, they done gathered all these people together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree. Oh, they getting down, ain't they? That whosoever shall ask a petition of any god, a man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. They even come up with what yes, they want to do with him. Kill him. They done made their own decree. They done printed out their own covenant.
Come on now.
Now, think about how many people, you that have jobs and nice jobs, think about how many people done went to your boss and tried to fill out something on you. Think about it. Huh? Because they don't understand how you do your job. But see, they asked the wrong person. They asked your boss who don't know God instead of asking you who do know God and getting favor from God.
Come on now.
See, they got it wrong, backwards, okay? All these people got together against Daniel. Just because the king saw something in him. See, just like your boss saw something in you. See? They didn't get the job because there was nothing in them for the boss to see. They were late coming to work. They clocked out early. Like they told my grandson one time, you're stealing time.
Take home break.
And take, instead of a coffee break, they take a dinner break. Huh? That's what they do. But they want the king to see something in this. Don't allow them to say, oh, why don't you come on over with us for the coffee break? You know how long they take in the coffee break. What you going with them for? Don't let them, the prince, kings, counselors, or whoever they are, whoever they call themselves to be, to put you and pull you into their storm, into their mess, into their garbage can. Don't you let them do that. See, I'm telling you today, don't you allow it. Because if you do, you're going to find yourself in a lion's den. And you ain't going to have peace with the lion. Mm-hmm. Listen what he say. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alter not. Oh, he wanted to. And the king, can you imagine? Here come all of my entourage, so to speak. Here, all of them, every one of them, in my corner. They go sign something. They know I put Daniel there. They know Daniel had favor here in this kingdom here. And they want to get him put out. Don't you know that's what the devil want to do to you? And you better not have no nice house. Shona, better not have no nice car either. And I had my old raggedy car. They ain't happy at all. And everybody come out the woodwork. Well, where you get a car like this? How you get it? I say, well, the same way everybody else do. Go to the car lot and buy it. Ain't that what you do? And pay for it. And I seen more people got mad because of the car that, listen, I had, God bless me, gave me favor with some people that say, you've been wanting this for I don't know how many years. We going to help you get it. That's what they said. And they did that. And God had someone, a place, a car dealer that just had got the car. As a matter of fact, the manager told me, was saying to me, how you got the car? I said, well, then you put it on the internet. He say, it ain't supposed to be on the internet. I say, well, don't ask me about it. This your car, your lot, your internet, and all of this here. I saw the car, I put it in for it, and that's how I got it. Well, I don't know if I should let you have it. I said, don't start nothing. God, help, 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 help.
Yes, Lord.
Now, this your lot, you don't know what's on the internet, your internet. Because you wanted the car. See? You see how people are all around you, enemies, when God began to bless you. But they don't ask how God bless you. You know, one crazy person say, well, how in the world this person, these people helping you? I say, and what, you know, people almost make you lose your religion. I say, and what is that to you? And they tell me, well, I've never seen that. Well, hey, what you ain't seen can make a new world. Do you see what I'm talking about? People, jealous. Well, I can't help. If you own your job, what you got, just put your John Hancock's on the paper and shut up. Listen, don't matter how God did it, he did it.
Amen.
Even though you don't like it, that's your problem.
Come on now.
See? But God did it.
Yes, he did.
And God is doing stuff for you and you right now that are listening to me. God is doing something for you right now. Don't even get jealous of nobody else because God has already given you favor.
Amen.
So stop standing in somebody else's way and just keep getting yours. Don't be long-eyed. You know how you're long-eyed. Mama used to say you're long-eyed all the time. You want everything you see. I admire what I see, but I don't want that because that's what they like. I don't like that. I want something else, but it's pretty. It's good. I'm not going to say, oh, that show is something ugly. You should have got something else. That shows you jealous.
Come on now.
You see? You didn't know you were jealous, did you? But what's wrong with admiring people? I admire people in the ministry that has a great ministry. I'm not going to mock them and do like they do, but I'm just I admire especially a woman in ministry. God, I know she have a hard time. And when she's successful, I admire it, and I just listen to see just how did they get there. Now, God didn't tell me to do the same thing they did now. I just learn from them because I admire them. That's what you do. See, instead of them carrying on like this here, they should just admire Daniel and say, Daniel, whatever they call Daniel, President, Prince Daniel, whatever. How you get this much favor in the position you in? You see what I'm saying? How did you get that position? Wasn't that Bishop said something like that? At your ass, how you got that position? Huh? You see what I'm saying? But we won't do it. That was the 8th verse. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, here we go, the 10th verse. I want you to hear what he said. I told you, Daniel wasn't letting nothing separate him from God, don't care how it came. Are you like that today? You're going to be a Daniel today, right? He said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open, make sure the windows open in his chamber, make sure toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before time. Now, see, they're too busy trying to get rid of Daniel instead of seeing the secret. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? Seeing the secret to his success. Do you know the secret today? Could you guess the secret right about now? He did what? In his house, his own house that he lived in that they gave him. And his windows being open, he know the windows is open. He didn't close them and try to block them so nobody could hear. Not hear. He wanted them to hear. when he knew they had signed a decree. Ain't God good? Look how God, look at God moving. Hmm? And his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day. He did not stop praying, did he?
Nope.
He kept on praying. You hear what I'm saying? He kept on praying. I'll get back there in a few minutes. But let me tell you this here. Hmm? Come on. And as I begin to think about it and read it this morning, you know, I come up with a few other little things. Listen. Can I tell you what that did? And this ought to be for you today. Your habits determine your future and your success.
Okay.
Your habits. You hear me? Your habits. Hmm? It determines that. It either can work for you or work against you. What's your habit? Hmm? You can take any of your habits, any habit that you got, practice it, and multiply it by 365 days. Then multiply it by 70 or 80 years. And you can write your own obituary.
Okay, now.
You can talk about your life.
Okay.
Just because of what? Your habits you do every day. Huh? We form habits. Have you ever noticed you form habits? What habits you got today? What kind of habits you got? Great people have great habits. You know that, don't you? Because they form a habit for working. One billionaire say, I arrive at my office at 7 a.m. every day. It's a habit. Do you see? I'm the owner now. I got all this money now. I don't have to go in until later. He not doing that. Because if you don't watch out, you'll lose it. It's like the man, remember, Famous Amos, when he lost his cookie business. You know, them chocolate chip cookies? He right there was from New York, the Bronx. And I knew his people, and God blessed him. Let me tell you, do you know how God gave him favor? He was going to Reverend Ike Church, and Reverend Ike was telling him about what the Bible say about finances. He tried it, he did it, and he was giving, he started giving, and that opened up for him. And you know, them Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies was everywhere. But he didn't form a good work habit. Did you hear what I'm saying? He did not form a good work habit. He said he was busy at that time playing golf. That golf's going to get you, ain't it? One way or another. And he was partying. Playing golf and partying. Not tending to his business. And the Nabisco company come in and saw the shape of the business. And while he was playing, they did what? They came together and took his company and took his name. Couldn't even use his name. He said, ain't that something? I can't even use my name, my own name. I said, well, he said, and you know what he said? He said, I would tell anybody from now on, pay attention to what your business. He said, because I didn't, that's why I lost it. That's why they got the boxes cookies, cakes, and whatever have you with his name, and he can't even use his name. He's still cooking now, but he's cooking in Hawaii, and he got a whatchamacallit or something that he cooked. But he say he's keeping his mind set. So it says through what? Let me tell you what Jesus said, what you do. Let me find this here. Where is that now? John 8:31 says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And the word here is continue. What is continue? Continue means it's the secret to true greatness. You want to be great? Continue. Habitual. Be habitual. Great people have great habits. And you form that habit. If you write, get your time to write and don't deviate from that time. When you study, study at a certain time. If you pray, pray. This is what Daniel did. He prayed at a certain time, didn't he? Just because the devil is acting up and crazy and wandering all over the place and doing, I don't care if they witchcraft Annie or whoever. You form a habit of praying, fasting before God, and watch God work and wipe out witchcraft Annie. Can't do nothing with you. They can try. They're just wasting their money. You see? The devil cannot stand you being habitual. He wants you to be raggedy. It's a mango seed. He wants to have you so raggedy you don't even know whether you coming or going.
That's right.
See? But continue. The word continue. Do you see what God wants you to do? Continue in his word. How can you be, good in the word of God if you don't continue? You think about God this day, but the problem is over. He solved that problem. You don't forgot about God. You're going back to doing what you was doing. Same way when you heal. And he tell you, change your diet. Common sense should tell you to change your diet. You know that's what about killed you before. You know all them cakes and pies, cookies, candies, everything you see sweet you wanted. And you know that sugar was together, too much sugar. Go to the doctor tell you to give it up. Give you some medicine, help you get over it. Ain't nothing but God helping you get over. That's all. That's God doing it. You just don't know it yet. Instead of continuing that way, you go right back. As soon as you feel good, you go right back to it. Same way with anything else you do. I don't go to church but on Easter, Mother's Day, and my mother may get me to go on her birthday. Church. Now, you don't go no other time. If a funeral occur, then you're going to go and then you're going to cry up buckets of water. But what happened? Soon as that funeral over and they done put that person in the ground, you're right back to where you started.
Right back.
Then you look around, you got another funeral to go to. Then I lost somebody else was dear to you. Don't you say, hey, if I'm going to meet them one day, did they make it first? Well, I want to meet them one day, so I'm going to get my act together. I'm going to stop all this. And when you stop, continue. When you make a vow to God, don't stop. Keep going. I'm telling you, keep going. Be serious about it. If you say, God, I'm changing, be serious about it. Continue in the change that you made. Notice there's going to be a devil come against you, going to be jealous people because they don't understand how you did it and how you made it. See? But what do? You do like that. You continue in what you were doing. That's what he did. That's his secret. He continued. He, just because he was on lockdown, so to speak, he didn't stop serving God. Just because he didn't have no temple to go to, he didn't stop serving God. Just because he was among these type people, people that didn't like him, didn't like where he came from, and him being in that position. Suppose Daniel had been black. Then the people ain't gonna like him because he black and getting favor. See? Do you get what? See what I'm saying? How people do? They give all kind of excuses because you have grown, you have got positions that they couldn't get, which they didn't even apply for in the first place because they didn't have no confidence in themselves. Because if you got confidence in yourself, you will continue and continue and continue and continue to do what you know gonna get you where you wanna go. My God, my God. How many of you today, right now, done stop doing some things that you know you had been doing? See? You know some things that were getting you blessed. And think about it. Go over it now. Oh, go over it. Go over it with these. How many months done passed by? 8 months done passed us by already? Think about what all the things you used to do last year and how God was blessing you because of that. Now think about what you stopped doing. Doing what you were doing. And now this year you're crying. Oh, it's the virus. No, it ain't the virus. It's you. Because God can bless you in the middle of a storm. He can bless you. Don't care what kind of virus is running around. If he could bless Daniel right there in the place he was in the bondage that was in, the captivity that he was in, he was giving him favor right there. He can do the same thing for you. Because he gave you himself. He breathed into you, him, a breath of life, and you became a living soul in the first place. In the second place, Jesus came on the scene and gave up his life for you that you may have a life, a right to the tree of life. Listen, don't give no, come up with no excuse today. I'm not taking no excuses today. I want you to stretch out right now. And get in the habit of praising God every morning. You get up, just say, Lord, I thank you, Holy Ghost, I thank you. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, somebody. Huh? Except looking, saying good morning to yourself. So that you can become a successful person in Christ that God will cause men to dock their favor upon you. Do you get the picture? You get don't you? You can't get the favor because you're not consistent, huh? What was Mary? Mary was so consistent in what she was doing and living that God picked her out to bring Jesus into this world and say, she what? She got favor. Didn't he tell her that? Didn't the angels tell that? Favor, God, favor with God. When I hear that word, I just go, hallelujah. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. That makes you just want to shout when you think about God's favor upon you. Because you're consistent in what you're doing. Your faith is consistent. You don't believe today and doubt tomorrow. The same, no matter how hard the wind blow. He's still the same. He doesn't change. He say he's God the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changed not. He's not going to change. But you got to change because you're consistent in him. He will be there when you change and grant favor upon you. And that favor consists of his glory embodies you. Now you can glorify him because his glory is upon you.
Come on now.
Hello, somebody. Hello, hello, hello. Can you now be consistent? Will you be consistent in your walk with the Lord? Don't let nobody, nothing. I don't care what color they are. I don't care how big they are, what name, title they got, how much money they got, who they are. We don't care about title. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And you know people going to talk about you, say you're wrong. But you got to know whether you're right or wrong. Daniel stood on it, didn't he? And went right back and prayed three times a day. He didn't stop. That's what he did every day. Three times a day. Opened his window toward Jerusalem and he prayed. He said, I can't be there, but I can still pray toward there. Can you? Can you do that? You don't have your church building to go to. Can you still pray? You don't stop praying just because you don't have a building to go to. You don't stop serving God. You don't stop giving your tithes because you don't have a building to go to. You are the temple. See? And God has given you a temple seer, a temple priest. Priest of the temple. Take care of them. See? The congregation was supposed to take care of the priests anyway. Priests ain't got no business. And we got priests out here in our churches. I ain't talking about priests, that kind of priest. But we have pastors. I said, well, I got to go to work. It's the best thing for me to go to work. God gave you some work. If you can take care of these flocks that he give you, God knows that's work by itself. And if you don't watch out, they'll kill you. Demanding this, demanding that, demanding the other. They want your favor. They want you to baby them. See? Continue. In the word. Continue in the way that you're going in God. Continue to praise him. You know, some people they say, well, you know, I sure want to watch you, Pastor. And they ain't watched yet. I probably say it's something they don't like, which more than likely it's something or habit. See, I'm not gonna sit up and pat you and I'll baby you if you just now got saved. Now I may kind of baby you then, but to baby somebody, you need a baby. Baby the babies. Even they don't like you petting on them. You ever seen little children now? They don't want you all that patting. You say, maybe, my baby. They pull away from you. They don't want all that patting.
Isn't
true. See? These little children are born smart. When you going to get smart? Huh? They get a habit. Listen, I seen a little Nate. He got a habit. He formed a habit when he was young. And he still want to be doing the habit. He done grew up some now. And there are times he want to be babies. So we baby him. For them times. But it don't last long. He just do it briefly to see if you still going to do it. Children challenge you. You know that, don't you? These children too smart. Too smart now. And you ain't got no sense. How you get out of sense if they got all the sense? I sure would like to know how you did that. You see. But Jesus have made a way. Say, if you continue in my word, then you my disciples. Now, if you ain't continuing the word of God, you are not Jesus' disciples. So stop even claiming it. I know I'm gonna slide off here, you know. Praise God, because you know I get happy though. Praise God, I get happy with Jesus when I think about what the Lord do. I think about how He do. You know, when we form a habit, anything we do, we need to practice it. Now, do you know salvation? You're going to have to practice that. Keep doing that. You can't say, well, I got saved last night, and think that's supposed to last you right on. That is not going to last. You know why? Because you're not practicing it. You're not continuing in what you had gotten. Do you see? You got it that night, but the next weekend you ain't in church. Where you at? You down at the club or somebody's bar. You over there. And that won't work. You can't tell me, well, I got salvation. Not in use over there sitting at the bar drinking a beer or whatever. Huh? You don't continue what in God's word. You're not continuing in that. Did He tell you, say, yeah, I say unto you, go out there and get you a beer? Or some Johnny Walker Red? Or Jack Daniels or somebody? Did He tell you, say, yeah, I say get a Jack Daniels? No, He ain't tell you that. Now you going back to the other habit. You going back to the devil's habit. Do you see what I'm saying? God don't want us to go back to the habits that we have. You know. Well, I do this every day. Yes. What you do? You go over to your boyfriend's house. And you left your husband, but you're going over to your boyfriend's house. Now, what you think that is? That's adultery in any way you want to think about it. It's still adultery. You can't wash that away. It's adultery. It's adultery. And they fornicate. We got two names for that. Y'all got two sins working there, adultery and fornication. The person ain't married, and the person is married. See what I'm saying? You don't continue in the Lord, but you want to come back to sing next weekend because he gone out of town, your boyfriend gone out of town. So you want to go back to the choir now and sing. But you want favor. Do you think choir director or the pastor know where you've been, know what you've been doing, and you only come sing when you feel like it? You can't sing to me. Do you hear what I'm saying? I want somebody that lives what they're singing about. Saying to me and you, hey, the song sound good? Listen,
yeah.
You know that the rhythm in the song sound good, and have you patting your feet is true. You know why? Because music is in us,
yes,
especially the black people. Music is in us. All we know, we can say we know was black. I mean, the dancing. And we would dance, we pat our feet to some music. But you can't move me unless you live in something. That Holy Spirit is in you. Yes, Lord. And I'm going, yes,
now.
Lord, right along with you. Because you
now.
Continue
Come on
in
now.
Christ Jesus. So all I want to do is see you continue. I don't hate you. It's just that some things you got to, as Daniel had his standards that he lived by, and the Hebrew boys lived by the same standards. They were all in the same place,
yes,
in captivity.
Yes.
And they had their standards that they lived with. So when they were locked down, they were still living under the standards of God.
Yeah.
See? They didn't give it up. Are you giving it up because my church closed, and thus so. Facebook got some churches on there, and if your church ain't got there yet, school your church and tell them to get on there. And then show them how to get on there if the pastor don't know how. Don't be so selfish. Show them how. Do you see? So that you can say, now I can go to my church. I'm with my church. Well, I thank God for my members that are foreign. I have two, three, four, five of them that's in different places, and some on the island and some, you know, in states. Long way from us. But I thank God for them encouraging me more ways than you can imagine that they encourage me. And even more so is when they be on the air with me, they encourage me. Make me feel like, and they say, make you feel like going on. You know, sometimes you feel like you want to give up. But when you see these friends and members, I call them my members, when you see them, I feel like going on a little bit further. There is hope for some other people to come too. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not counting how many. I don't know how many. I know there's a lot. I have a lot of children. I have a lot of children. I just call them all my children now. And they get chastised when they need to be chastised. Now, if they get mad, walk away, that's up to them and their God. But I'm telling them right now, I say, you can plant your seed and give your offerings and your tithes and everything else. But that does not exclude you from being chastised if you need it. You see what I'm saying? Just shows that I love you even more. And I'm looking for what? To see the favor of God to overtake you. I want to see the favor of God overtake you, you, and you. Is that good for you?
Amen.
You want that?
Amen.
Huh? Is that good for you? I sure hope so. I thank God for you. And I just want to take this time. I tell you, this is, I don't mind thanking God for the people that donate to this ministry. I thank God for everyone that donates to this ministry.
Amen.
I say a prayer for you all the time. I have to keep you in prayer because I know the enemy fights you. I know he fights you because he's fighting me on this side. And he don't care how he fights you, do you see? But did he care how Daniel? He'll fight Daniel. got a whole flock of folks to dislike Daniel. Find everybody in there that agree with them. You know, that's the same thing happened to Nehemiah. Nehemiah was doing the work, and I guess Nehemiah didn't even think it was that good, but he was doing it because it was the work for God, building that wall. Then here come the enemy. And he didn't just do it by himself. He had to go get the rest of the folks that he figured didn't like Nehemiah either. So they all, now see that they all had one thing in common. But Daniel, these all had one thing in common, to destroy Daniel. They wanted to destroy Nehemiah. He wanted him to quit. Now they'd rather see the wall down than to see it up. But just because Nehemiah was doing it, see, this is what's happening to you all today. Just because you're the one saying it, you're the one doing it, is what makes them mad. When you aren't doing nothing, you don't hear all that stuff. If you stop the day of tomorrow, they're going to be so happy.
Come on now.
But let's make the devil mad. Huh? Make him mad and do more. Do more than you ever done before. And when you do it, be consistent about it. Don't stop. Just do it. And when they come around, do like Daniel. Make sure they see you. Now, that really get the devil, don't it? I thought I stopped him. Yeah? Who told you to think? That's your problem. You thought. But your way is not like God's ways. You don't think like God. The favor of God rest upon me. And this is what I say right now. The favor of God rest upon each and every one of you right now. And that which you ask God for. Oh, yes, and in the dilemma that you're in, that the favor of God rests even in that, where things will change and you will see the difference, and you will call us at 347-857-3925 and give us a testimony of how God changed things just for you. And you got favor. See, the thing is recognizing the favor where you are. You know it wasn't nothing but the favor of God. I say right now, some nice things has been happening to me, so it wasn't nothing but the favor of God.
Amen.
Woo! Hey! Hallelujah. It's time to shout now for real, ain't it? Woo! Yes, it is. Glory to God. Now, we praying today that this, when the rain's starting again and we don't want no storm to come near our dwelling. Nobody's dwelling wherever you are on the islands, wherever, what state you in, Texas and every other state. We don't want nothing to come near your dwelling, that the storm don't touch you at all. In the name of Jesus today, we speak safety to each and every one of you, because you going to continue in Jesus Christ. Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I was enjoying it. Praise God. Thank God for the word. Praise God. Amen. God gave Daniel favor. Why? Because he had an excellent spirit within him. What about you? And this is what Apostle is trying to tell us today. Praise God. Your habit determines your future. It's up to you. Amen. And jealousy, it do follow you. Envy, ill toward feelings, get upset with you. But Daniel was in a hostile situation. And at this time, he was 80 years old. He had been young, now he old. And he done went through three already heathen kings. He started with King Nebuchadnezzar, who built the golden image. Y'all remember that? Then he went to Belshazzar. Now he's going to Darius. And he had to go through one more. So he went through four heathen kings in his lifetime in bondage, as apostles say, in quarantine, yet doing God's bidding, God's service. Praise the Lord. Man, didn't deviate. Refused many times when they eat their food. And ask permission, can he eat, praise God, the menu that God give him? Can you do that today? He was 80 years old. And Darius, top three administrators. And God put Daniel, the head man. Now you know they was upset by that, don't you? See what God do? When you got an excellent spirit within you, see? You don't be up today and down tomorrow. Wake up on the wrong side of the bed. See? Come in with an attitude and stuff on the job. He went over and beyond his call of duty. And this is what is required of us. See? He did all of the above. And the king was watching and set him above all the rest of them men. And here come the jealousy. See? And when the leaders or pastors is asking you to do certain jobs in the church, even on your job, they see something in you. See? Sometimes you take the initiative. They don't even have to ask you. Don't you think them people be watching that? See? They're going to see how long that it's going to take for certain something to be moved. Praise God, they've been sitting in the way for 3 months. Then all of a sudden there, you come and it's already done without being asked to do it. See? And this is what was going on. But as the apostle have said, one thing about Daniel, he was a praying man. How many times do you pray? The Bible said Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Once in the morning, once in the noonday, and one late at night. He didn't wait till the decree was petition had been signed, had been wrote up for 30 days and signed. And you know what? The old king didn't even want to sign it because he loved Daniel. God gave him favor with Daniel. And when they went to him with it, he really didn't want to sign it. But he had to because his word was on the line. See? And when Daniel heard that the petition was signed, he didn't get upset. He didn't go running to the king to try to get out of it or do this, that, and the other. What did he do? He went to God Almighty and did what he had been doing all the time. Because Daniel know prayer changed things. Prayer had brought him thus far. And Daniel knew that prayer was able to carry him on. What about you today? Are you in a dilemma? Don't say you're not now because that coronavirus is still everywhere. It's all around us. Am I right? See? But thank God that we yet have a promise. See, he's the same God that was with Daniel. He's the same God today. Am I right? He said, I'm God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Praise the Lord. So Jesus said these words in St. John 16, verse 1 and 2. These things have I spoken to you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will thank he had done God's service. You see that? Jesus said that. Why? Because the devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. And we all have been on jobs. You may be on a job where you don't have folk believe like you do. You have non-believers, different type religion. See? Can you stand steadfast? Can you be unmovable? Always abiding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain, even though yet you had to go through? Are you trying to find another job? How many know the devil is everywhere? You leave that job and go to a neck with good pay, the devil there too, he's going to get mad because you just got there and got good pay. Here comes jealousy. See, that spirit, that jealousy is something else. See? And people that ask you, you know, how much you make? You know, they ask you your business. You know, Foxy, you don't tell them nothing. That's right. Because that's the wrong thing to do, because as soon as you tell them, say, why are you paying him that much and he just got here? Or she just got here? You know, people do that. Am I right? See, so we have to be so mindful, you know. But we can thank on the goodness when you have an excellent spirit within you. See? And that's what Daniel had. He was preferred above the president, the princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole thing. Oh, my God. See what God can do? In a hostile situation, place. See how God can turn a negative into a positive. He can turn that bad situation and make something good out of it. See what God can do. See, if he did it for Daniel, he can do it for you. Let me tell you this, and I'm going to turn it over to Sister D. I heard this just this week, man, Apostle. This man, this job, his head man had give, it was 70 people that was employed under, and he had closed the company, and all of them had got pink slips in an envelope. And 69 he had passed out, and one was not there. And when they opened up the letter, they find that they was terminated. And last guy came in, they say, well, he done give us hours. Say, go on in there and get yours. Say, he closing the company now, and we all fired. So the boy, man went in there and got his, and when he opened it up, he went to shouting. He was just a shout. They say, what you shouting about? And everybody done got fired. He said, I ain't fired. I got a promotion. See? That's a true story. And you know why he got it? Because he gave in a service. And God gave him favor. And so when they went running to the man, the other 69, they say, well, what about us? Why we got fired? You know what the man told him? He say, I don't like you, I like him. True story. I don't like y'all. I like him. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. See what God will do. God will give you favor when you praise God. Yeah, that's the true story. That's what he said. He said, I don't like y'all. I like him. He gave him a promotion. God bless you today. How God is able to turn little and make much. God bless you. Jesus love you and bless you do too.
Amen. 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 We thank God for that awesome word coming forward from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter today. I tell you, are you a Daniel today, and can you be consistent today? Know that the favor of God continue to rest upon you today. We just thank God for that word. We even thank God for that last testimony right there. You know, God is good. We thank God for even laughter in this time. Laughter is the best medicine, so we trust that you got that today and you laugh even when you heard that today. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also go to our Facebook page, Logian International Ministries, and you can click on that link. Also, if you have a prayer request, you can send it via message on our Facebook page as well. Share it with a friend today. You know how you copy that link and you just paste it in a text and send it and say, you know what, you ought to listen to this today. This is some awesome listening. You know, encourage someone today. We continually thank each and every person that sow seeds into this broadcast, continue to donate to this radio broadcast, keeping it on air. We thank you and may God continue to bless you. You would like to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, continue keeping it on air. Would like to send a love offering to Apostle Bishop. And let me let you all know, all you listeners, yes, the anniversary is the 27th of this month. You can send them a love offering. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do logionint@gmail.com. Again, that's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is logionint. Or you can visit our website at Logian International Ministries and click under the event page and hit that donate button and give that love offering for their anniversary on the 27th. Please, in notes, please specify that this is a love offering for Apostle and Bishop for their anniversary. Do that in notes, on sale, as well as on the website. So be blessed today and tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share it with a friend. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I
stop worrying
how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God. Let him have,
let God have
his way. That's
when things
start
happening. Yeah.
let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.